Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sonar at GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Clara Villarosa. She's a force, ladies and gentlemen. She is one of my heroes. She owns up to being 87, and she's an entrepreneur. She's the author of a book called Down to Business, which won an award. She is the mother and a grandmother and a great resource for all of us who want to get inspired, who want to be inspired by someone who's been there and done that. And Clara Villarosa has. Clara, you say you got some thoughts on wise aging.
Wise aging, yes. I understand what I do. And so what have I done to stay active? What the first thing I did was I joined the Silver Sneakers, and Silver Sneakers are activity for older active adults. And what it does, it gets you moving, keeps you moving. I do water aerobics, and I learned to swim when I was 75, and because I went to the Y. And went,
you know, you remind me of Plato, and that he was learning a foreign language, and at 85, and they said, why are you doing this at your age? He says, it's the youngest age I have.
That's right. this is where I am. So you first you have to stay active. You can't sit around. I know you feel sad because you're aging. However, you have to keep it moving. If you don't move, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things. You have to keep your mind stimulated. And you do things. For instance, what did you say the man says? I'm going to learn a language.
Another language, yeah.
I'm going to join a group, a discussion group, a book study group. We read a book every month, and we sit down and discuss the book. Now, what does that do? Number one, it stimulates me.
Mm-hmm.
I get information.
Your brain's like a muscle, isn't it?
That's right. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then you have socializing. You're being with other people. And so sometimes you stay amongst your family. Get out. Join a group, sit down, and talk to other people. Engage them, listen to them, and they will listen to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like what you're saying, and I'm taking it to heart because you know we're all aging, right? The clock is ticking on all of us.
It's two things. You age or you don't age, and then you're gone.
Well, you know
and
what?
Then
you
throw
know,
a dirt in your face.
You also remind me of the way I think about retirement.
Yes.
You know, somebody asked me if I was, you know, when I was going to retire, and I said, come to my funeral.
Yes.
And they said, what do you mean? I said, retirement is waiting to die.
That's right.
And I don't want to live my life like that. I want to be useful and contribute. I'm still arrogant enough to think I've got something to say. What do you? Aren't you, Claire? I think you're the
same. I know. I have something to say. And so now, do you know what I'm doing?
Tell
I'm
us.
Doing executive coaching.
I'm glad about that. I wish you were close enough to coach me. I tell you, folks, we could all learn something from Claire. So is that your next big project? Executive coaching?
Yes, because if I say in terms of retirement, you think about where do I want to live, how am I going to pay for it, and what am I going to do? They said, you don't do anything. I said, you better do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking about I'm using my business sense, my being a CEO, my therapy sense.
Entrepreneurship.
I'm putting this all together.
being a mom and a grandmom and
a grandmother,
having been a wife. I mean, that's a lot of good, that's a lot of miles of experience.
So I've gained experience, information, knowledge, and wisdom. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, "What would you say to a young person that somebody you wish somebody said to you when you were young?" And I said, "You know what? I thought for a moment. I said, the thing I wish someone had told me is that the challenges were good things. Because you often feel like when negative things happen to you, that that's a bad thing. No, it's a learning experience. And when you move through a challenge, if you move through something negative and get to the other side, think of what you have learned and what you have accomplished and what it says mm-hmm. about you.
And don't be afraid to risk what you know for what you might learn.
That's right.
I think that's kind of what you were saying. One of the things, the biggest mistakes I see people making is they think they know everything, and they think there's nothing left to know, or they don't want to put the energy into learning something new. And I'm just too curious.
You need to use the muscle.
That's right. And be curious. That helps too. I think that's one of the keys to your success. You've always been curious about what's coming around the corner.
I'm curious, and I ask questions.
Yeah.
And somebody said, "Why do you ask so many questions?" I said, "I guess that's the therapist in me."
Claire, I have to wrap it up. You want to give us a website?
Pardon?
I have to wrap it up. You want to give us a website, please?
ClaraVillarosa.com.
Just like it sounds, folks, two L's in Villarosa. Hey, Clara, right. good job today. Will you come back soon?
I certainly will. I wait for an invitation.
You're my hero.
All right. Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Clara, you're doing it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.